for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
Hello, dead porcupines.
It's Gatch's birthday on this day's show.
What?
Yep, happy
that can't
birthday.
Be true.
I didn't
Thanks.
Get you nothing.
Me neither.
I told you how to cook eggs today. Oh, we talked about the Swiss cheese pervert likes jacking off with Swiss cheese
yep.
on his penis.
And the cozy coupe.
The biggest selling car in the world.
It is, man, that little plastic thing.
Hey, thanks for listening on a hump day.
What up?
There we go. Everybody, and welcome to Hump Day. It's Wednesday. It's Terry and Gatch Comedy Show number 654. I'm Terry. And he's.
I'm Gatch!
He's I'm Gatch.
I'm Gatch.
He's just Gatch.
I'm Gatch.
We're rocking some High on Fire in the background. Romulus and Remus is the name of the song. It's funny.
High on Fire. I like these guys.
Yeah, they're cool. The dude from sleep. And yeah, it's Wednesday. We're getting ready to hump your heads off and enjoy some pizza later.
It is
pizza now. We're smoking some marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Totally medicinal though.
It is my birthday today. I don't really think very much about my birthdays, but you know, it's hard to avoid when it's like a few days leading up to it.
Believe it or not, you're on my birthday list, but we'll get that as well as our constant listener, Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Yep.
Birthday today. Happy belated birthday to my dad, my dear old pappy. Yesterday was my dad's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
He's fucking 70.
70.
My dad's 70. I never thought, I knew yep. he'd have to be 70 someday, but that's... He doesn't look or seem or act 70.
Yeah.
He may be 60.
70 today is a lot different than 70 was even 20 years ago,
in
I think.
In the 70s, 70 was.
Yeah.
Seemed a bit older, did it, then? And now everyone seems a bit younger? Is that mm-hmm. what you're getting at, kind of?
Well, that, you know, I think people keep their wits about them longer today, it seems to me.
Possibly due to technology or medical advancements. Not too sure.
Yep. Or bacon.
Bacon helps, I'm sure. I'm glad my wife, she usually buys like 3 or 4 packs of bacon when we go shopping mm-hmm. for the month. And I'll just have bacon. I've been making some awesome bacon omelets.
Bacon omelet.
Bacon and cheese omelets.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten to where I can make a decent looking omelet. Omelet doesn't have to look good to taste good, but it's nice when you make food and it actually mm-hmm. looks like it's supposed to look.
It's fun. If you make a lot of omelets, you get a lot of good practice with making omelet.
Yeah, and I can make a good 4-egg omelet in this one pan.
Wow, bam!
You like the 4-egg omelet?
That's an omelet.
They have a
Now, do you go with the fold in half or do you go the try?
I go the fold in half.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I tried to do it like the dudes at the Hot Cake House up in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
They just pour like a super thin... large amount of egg on their grill
mm-hmm.
and then they like fill it up with stuff and then they roll it up kind of like a burrito. They got mm-hmm. a long flat spatula
yep.
and they just roll it and then roll it and then roll it and put some more cheese in it and roll it in kind of like a burrito omelet.
Up. Yeah.
But yeah, I just do the one fold and it kind of mm-hmm. looks like a big taco.
It doesn't take a long time to cook an egg.
No.
Like the other day, I had my pan on high, you know, cooking some hash browns, finishing them off, and I slid them out of the pan and cracked an egg in there and just took it off the heat, and it was fucking just cooking faster than I could get back to it.
Yep. you do the sunny side or do you over easy?
Sunny side, but then I do a last second finish.
Just a flip.
Just a quick flip.
To get rid of the snot.
Yeah, just like cook that top surface and it's still just all beautiful, you know. Because I cook it on, I generally turn it down and get it down to where it's, you know, a low heat to finish it off.
Yeah, I have a little trouble being patient to wait for my pan to heat up before I throw stuff in there, you know, because if you throw an egg in a pan that's not heated up and it takes too long, then it kind of blurs the line of how long you need to leave it in there.
And it's a weird...
Even with an omelet, you know, if you throw it in there and it's already, then you know you're good. But I don't cook as much as I would like. Well, I don't like to, but it's fun when you actually get it. I don't know.
That's why, you know, eggs are fun because you could put anything in an omelet or, you know, you... You got the toast and the yolkness is always a good combo.
The yolkness.
You know, for a sunny side or style. Or, you know, you could put a little bit of milk in there and go for a nice scrambled.
For some reason, as a kid, I always said that I loved and always requested sunny side up eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd always kind of complain a little bit about that little bit of snot that wasn't ever quite done.
Yep. You know what some people do is that I've seen... I've seen people do is, you know, you got your butter or whatever you're cooking it in. And because, you know, in the low heat or whatever, just kind of pick the pan up and kind of spoon that liquid over the top of it while it's cooking and cook it that way. That's how I've seen some. I saw Gordon Ramsay, he fucking didn't do nothing to his scrambled eggs. He put them in a pot, a small pot with the butter and didn't even... and whipped them inside the pot as they were cooking. Like, didn't mix them beforehand because he said it kind of breaks down, you know, when you do that prior to.
So he scrambles them in the pan?
Mm-hmm. He cracks two eggs in the pan, throws a lump of butter, and then just fucking mixes it all up. He doesn't
that
like...
That probably works better, actually.
Oh, dude, they make some fucking fluffy fucking... Some fluffy fucking...
Because I normally would mix them in a bowl and put a little milk in there and some salt and pepper.
And the secret to some nice fluffy eggs is to always keep them moving.
Yep. Keep them moving.
Yep. Yeah. Because it only needs to hit, each little piece only needs to hit the fucking pan like just once and it's cooked pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you keep mixing it and you can fucking make a... Make a one. You could scramble one egg in like 2 seconds.
That's why it's not that much of a myth to say you can cook an egg on a hot rock.
No, you could, or on someone's forehead. That would take a long time.
They'd have to be they'd be dead because you can't get up much more than about 108 degrees on the forehead, and then you're gonna probably just like.
But
die.
It never gets more than 108 on. In the day, though, does it? Well, I guess it would.
Well, in the desert, and the rock would actually absorb the heat. I don't know what kind of heat you have to have.
Some people will cook it on like a manhole grate.
Wow.
You know, because it's metal. It's like a frying pan, kind
of. Yeah. I just turned into Steve Harvey for a second. I'm all, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow.
You know, this is also, and I always remember this every time I look up what things happen on my birthday.
Yeah.
The Roe versus Wade decision was made today.
1973, that was 3 years before you were born.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
I'm going to start a new show, it's called Roe versus Drunk Wade. Like, fuck that, man, I'm getting an abortion, I can't afford another kid, I got six of them, they all got fucked up names, Hayden.
It also came into play on this day in 2002 when Kmart aborted. And filed for bankruptcy protection.
And they cited Roe versus Wade as it's okay that we abort our own company because it's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a life choice is what it is. What else happened on this day? Anything fun?
No.
That's about it?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. Yep, yep. Do you know in 1991 the best-selling car was the Cozy Coupe?
I didn't know that until you told me that the other day, and I think my response was, what the fuck is a Cozy Coupe?
Yep, it was. That was your response, and like I know the Cozy Coupe because I've spent some time around Cozy Coupe.
Are they made by Little Tykes?
They are Little Tykes, yeah. That's like a little car. Now they have eyes on them.
Oh, are they googly eyes that go...
I don't know if they're very large and in front, and they're kind of like googly eyes, but I don't know if they're actually googly.
It's like their headlights is the eyes.
Mm-hmm. They come in pink. You can get a Batman one.
Wow.
They come in all varieties now, but 1991, it was the best-selling car, even ahead of...
the Accord.
The Accord, yeah. And Corolla and the F-15. I guess that's a popular truck, right?
Yeah.
The Ford F-150.
Yeah, 150. Not 15. F-15, that's a plane.
Is it? Yeah. The Ford F-15. Dude, that thing doesn't give very good gas mileage. When you're just everyday driving.
Yeah, it's not good.
You go down to the corner store in your jet.
I saw someone on Facebook there complaining about their big old truck that only got 11 miles a gallon, so they went and got himself a car.
Yeah.
That gets 17.5 miles a gallon. I was like, that's not that great of a... you didn't really... You got a PT Cruiser, bro.
If you're going to go like extreme gas mileage, go like...
Ford Focus.
No, go the electric car.
Smart car.
Go one of those one-person cars.
It's like a little tyke.
It's a cozy coupe.
You should just get a cozy coupe and just like, you could get a smart car and just deck it out, like paint it like a cozy coupe.
Yeah.
Red and yellow. Like the basic cozy coupe is your red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
We've got something similar to a cozy coupe.
Yeah, people deck them out, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Very customized.
We got a little tyke's truck that's black that Jaden used to ride around in when he used to come over. And, I don't think it's not a cozy coupe.
They make a truck version,
yeah,
though.
And it's black. It's pretty badass.
It's probably like the cozy truck. Might be.
Hey, we were talking about that Cordon Bleu.
Oh, man.
So you said that has aged Swiss cheese on it? Or some kind of Swiss is what goes in a Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, right? Whatever kind they put the aged. Yeah.
I saw this story. It reminded me of pizza now. It's out in Philadelphia. They have a suspect. He's called the Swiss cheese pervert.
Have you heard of him? Swiss cheese?
I think he likes to fuck Swiss cheese, but what he's been doing is exposing himself to women and asking for sex acts involving the cheese. He allegedly approached women on at least three occasions at Philadelphia's Mayfair neighborhood and exposed his genitals.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested at his Norristown home. And he asked the women to perform sex acts on him involving a piece of Swiss cheese.
What if they didn't have Swiss cheese?
I don't know. He offered
to bring his own. Was it a BYOC party?
Yes, it was. It was a biatch. Bring your own cheese head. Biatch. They did a. He was arrested in 2006 by a prostitution sting in his own town where he offered two undercover officers $20 to wrap Swiss cheese around his penis and masturbate him. This was in 2006. And in 2009, he accosted a woman in the early hours of the morning and offered her $20 to rub a block of Swiss cheese on his penis. A whole block of it. He pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in both cases. And now...
Dude, he'd have a stinky dick.
The Grey Lob...
Like blue cheese all hanging around his...
There's a bar in Philadelphia called the Grey Lodge Pub, and it has celebrated his arrest Thursday with a new special called the Swiss Cheese Pervert. It's a grilled cheese sandwich with sausage in it and caramelized onions. It's like a dick in a blanket.
It is.
Cheese blanket. The Swiss Cheese Pervert. I'll take two Swiss Cheese Perverts with a side of a special sauce, please. Oh, shit. That's good stuff.
Dude, yeah. It'd just be a mess.
Maybe he could next month could have the Swiss cheese pervert pizza.
Mm-hmm.
With sausage and Swiss cheese.
Yeah, why didn't he just do cream cheese?
With a sperm base.
Mm-hmm.
Could you masturbate me with this block of cheese? That's fucking weird, dude.
That reminds me of this recent episode of Community. Now, I don't want to... There's going to be some spoilers here.
Oh, I don't care.
But it's it was Troy's last episode, I think.
Troy? Mm-hmm. Who plays
Danny
Troy?
Glover.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, Donald.
Donald Glover, yeah. Danny Glover.
Is it Danny's son?
No.
He looks like
him. I don't think there's any relation.
Oh, wait, they all look alike.
But it was his last show, but the show had Walter Goggins on it, who we talked about. From Justified, who's a real intense character. He fucking all of a sudden blasted out of nowhere on the fucking latest Community.
Whoa.
As like a lawyer, and he had come because Pierce has now gone, Chevy Chase's character.
Yeah. Chevy.
He quit and didn't renew or whatever happened. He was dead, and so he...
Did he die in the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he died in the show, and they didn't really tell what happened. But this was... Walter Goggins came in. He's the attorney that... That Pierce had hired in case he had ever died, that the study group would be investigated, regardless of the findings of why he died. They would be... questioned in a polygraph test at the same time, in which he kind of turned them all against each other and stuff, you know, by asking them questions that they all didn't know about each other, and they'd find out. And it was a real weird episode. But in the end, they had to do this to get their bequeathment from him. And at the end, he gave them all frozen sperm.
Ooh, for a bequeath.
Yeah, except for Troy, who he gave like $14 million to as well. And that's why he's leaving the show, I guess.
Hmm.
It's because he has to sail around the world in a boat before he gets the $1 million, and he said he'll do it.
Huh. So he's not coming back then?
Yeah. He said, well, he might, but he's sailing around the world.
See,
first.
That's what I'm thinking. They're kind of leaving it open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not exactly the same, but remember on The Office when Andy was gone for a while on a boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, he'd check in via Skype or whatever sometimes until he lost his laptop into the ocean.
Yeah, I imagine it's very similar.
I don't know if I must have recently seen that where David Wallace... After Andy got back, he's like, I can't believe that you lied to me for 3 months. He's like, how did I lie to you? He's like, oh, here's a text from this day. Things are good in Scranton, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that's not a lie. I didn't say I was there. I said things are good there. He's like, I would fire you, Andy, but you really helped me when I bought this company. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't own this company. But that dude's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Andy, what's his name? Ed Helms.
Yep.
I kind of wish those guys would have never done The Hangover. I didn't see Hangover 3. I don't have any desire
to,
really.
I'm just not a fan to watch those movies.
I tried to watch Stand Up Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wasn't paying attention, or I just wasn't into it, but it didn't catch me. I watched about 20 minutes of it.
It's fucking... Oh, you only watched the first half of the first joke they were setting up.
Dude, it was slow.
Mm-hmm.
It was super slow.
It was all a fucking...
And with that fucking ensemble of a cast, I was expecting so much more.
Yeah, I was too. The writing seemed really poor.
And there was like some gratuitous nudity. I can't fucking talk.
The whole thing seemed like it was a setup to a joke. I can't remember what they were talking about in that first 20 minutes, but they actually talked about it for fucking 20 minutes the whole show, and it was fucking nothing but dumb fucking toilet joke or something like that. And I was thinking,
what do you guys do? Who yeah. wrote this? Who wrote this piece of shit?
And I think I wrote a review on this. And then fucking like halfway through, not even halfway through, it's Alan Arkin's only in the show for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'd probably lost it about 10 minutes after that, so I didn't realize that he never came back.
No, he was like almost near the end of the movie.
Oh, he did show up again?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it didn't catch me. Same with American Horror Story Season 2. I watched about the first half of the first episode, and I was just like, meh.
Which one is that?
That's the one where Jessica Lange is that nun, and she's beating that kid.
Oh, it's the Nuns. That's a good season, though, dude. It's way better than 3.
I'm going to get into it. I haven't
better
yet.
Better than 3.
I haven't seen 3, so I don't know. But yeah, it seemed all right, but I guess maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it, or maybe I just have too much other shit to watch. Like, I didn't finish watching Deadwood yet because I'd just been watching so much other shit.
You just got Netflix back.
Yeah, so I've been watching a lot of stand-up. Netflix. They got a ton of stand-up on. Have you ever heard of Morgan Murphy? It's a chick.
No.
She's
maybe.
A stand-up comic. Got turned on to her by Ron Funches, and then I Googled her, and she giggled.
Whoa!
She giggled a
Did
little.
Did she care?
She liked it. I poked her on Facebook, and then I Googled her. Ah. No, just kidding. No, but she's originally from Portland, and I did not know that. And she's kind of funny. She kind of talks slow, and like, I don't know, she's got a different style. But like, watch the newest slow? Bob Saget special.
Which one is that?
That's what I'm talking about. Is what it's called.
Oh, I was like, what?
You're like, yeah, I'm talking about that one. Dude. But he says that a couple times because, you know, did you see the one where he's like, no, really, the first one that was like really raunchy that he came out with years ago?
Is this one raunchy?
Yeah, it's raunchy. It's just like that, except just a little different, you know. He'll like say stuff about people in the audience and like, yeah, because I fucked her. You know, I made a joke about that, but that's not true. You know, that's what I'm talking about. It's like constant, like, just...
Does he do the songs at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
And he talks about fucking Kimmy Gibbler or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. Is that
I think it was 2013, I think. Maybe 2012.
Last year.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I didn't know that he even played the guitar and sang.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
You know who else does a song, comedy song, is that guy Biff.
Biff Biffer?
From Biff. Infamous Biff.
Biff from Biff?
Biff from McFly.
Oh. From Back to the Future?
Yeah. I think he does comedy and he
Who
ends,
plays Biff? I can't remember.
And he ends with a song called... Well, it's about how people always come up to him and do stupid stuff like he's Biff, like he's really Biff.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of a song about that.
I kind of wrote a little bit of a song. I haven't got it completely worked out yet because we've talked about it before. I've wanted to do some comedy mm-hmm. songs, and I've decided that now that if I have bits that I think are pretty funny that maybe don't translate as well in a stand-up context, mm-hmm. maybe flesh it out a little bit more and make it into a song. That
Fleshlight it out, dude.
And it's my thing about being blind. The worst thing about being blind.
Yeah.
Where you'd never know when you're done wiping your ass. Because you got to look at the paper. Which is kind of a funny. And then I put the thing in there about the worst thing about being deaf, about not knowing if your friend was coughing or offering you a blowjob. Okay. And then creating like a little story around those two premises and making it rhyme and having it in a funny, like very predictable chord progression that could sound like another song, but it doesn't, which I've noticed that's what a lot of comedies, it's just really traditional chord arrangements with a goofy lyric and a different kind of a melody line. And it's actually, I get a giggle out of it myself. I haven't finished it yet and it'll be kind of short, but I might try it at one of these.
One tip I've heard about comedy writing songs is
you need more than one person. I think we need to get together for some comedy.
Comedy. Right? You want to come in quick with the lyrics. You don't want a long intro before the lyrics come in.
Yeah.
That's the one from, I picked up from Comedy Bang Bang, I think it was, back when it was Comedy Death Ray. He used to have a segment to where he would play your song on his show, but the only thing was that
no intro.
No, they got to comment on it, him and the guests.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes they'd tear it to pieces.
I would imagine so.
You know, but they were like people trying to be, you know, they were like comedy songs, a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, but he would always, you know, and some were good. But some were just like somebody's weird, like, experimental thing that they thought was kind of cool and probably listened to once themselves.
And I've noticed that if they don't come right in singing, they might come in with a narrative. Like, as they're doing the first run through the chord progression, they'll say, this is a song about something and say something funny right off the bat to where they're like, this is a song about fucking your mom, or you know, just something stupid that'll make someone laugh and then mm-hmm. go into it right there. But
yeah, would you? What's the craziest guitar you've ever played?
I don't know how crazy it is, but I guess it's the most not normal guitar. I played one of those Gibson 6-string, 12-string, double-headed motherfuckers, mm-hmm. the Led Zeppelin thing.
Yep. How was that?
It was pretty fucking cool. It was at this, I was right out of high school, and it was at this guitar store in Salem. Me and my friend Adam Scramstat used to go around to a lot of the guitar stores and just look at gear. Mm-hmm. Just like window shop or whatever, play. We'd play their
guitars. Familiar with instruments.
Yeah, we'd go in and like, yeah, play their stuff through cool amps and stuff. And that was one of the ones that I remember being the most different, I guess, that I actually got to play and plug it in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a true, like, true Gibson SG or whatever.
Wow.
Double-necked, 12-string, 6-string. I mean, the real deal, Jimmy Page style thing.
Did you play Led Zeppelin on there?
I tried to play, I think, Stairway to Heaven, and that was before Wayne's World.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't have the sign up. I played it shittily, too, I'm sure, because I was just a punk kid who thought I knew how to play the guitar.
Yeah. There was Seymour Duncan page. They showed a picture of somebody's... It was a half Flying V, half Telecaster.
I think that I saw that on Facebook or something.
Yeah, yeah. I posted a picture of it.
Yeah.
Here's another picture of it.
It was kind of weird.
It's a weird shape.
It is weird.
The only thing I don't like about it is that it uses the Telecaster pickups.
Well, you should have Flying V pickups, right?
Mm-hmm. If you want it to be a rocking guitar, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never minded
the... You don't like the lipstick, the dog penis pickup?
I never really used it. You know, I didn't mind the twangy.
Look at the hiccups.
Of the single coil in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But,
God damn it.
Nah.
It's kind of a meh.
Meh.
I know
I would have liked to have tried when Fender came out with that Cyclone and... I tried that. That was kind of cool. But when I was checking it out, I probably would have bought it if it didn't have wiring problems.
Ah.
Right out of the store, I was like, no, I'm not going to buy that. It doesn't even fucking work right. Yep.
I know, dude.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And that's when I saw the old Big Apple.
What's that? The red Telecaster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, orange. Strat.
Oh, that's the Big Apple. Well, you got a red mm-hmm. telly.
Yeah. I haven't pulled that out in moons.
Mini moons.
Moons. And there's a moon a night. Except for on a few nights of the month.
I got asked the other night if I still have that BC Rich.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah,
the bitch?
I haven't pulled that out in mini moons, too.
Man, I remember asking you one time, and I'll ask you again, what are all those knobs do? Because there's so many. It was like
there's like five regular volume knob looking things. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a five-way toggle thing that has like those pointy knobs that are pointy on one end and flat on the other.
Mm-hmm.
That look like they're kind of like an arrow pointing to the thing. Mm-hmm. And then it had like three mini little toggle switches, which were for the 9-volt battery that goes in the back of the guitar, which is like a distortion pedal, kind of. It's not a pedal, but it's a distortion.
Oh, it's a distortion effect?
Yeah. You could, like, if you're playing through a clean amp, you can turn on if your battery's charged up. If you got a fresh 9-volt in there, mm-hmm. you can get a little
Did you
buzz.
Use that a lot?
No, I never used it because I always played through a uh-huh. fully distorted amp, but I'd like to try it sometime. It's got a regular toggle switch. It had probably about 8 or 9 knobs on it. Mm-hmm. It still does. Well,
were they like in phase, out of phase?
There
that
was
kind
two,
of stuff?
Two phase splitters,
mm-hmm.
and then one, which were the mini toggles. There's three mini toggles. One was for the distortion, and two were two different type of phase splitters, which just basically gives you a different tone a little bit.
Yeah,
you got
switches the coil.
You got
diagrams.
Two separate volume knobs for both pickups, and two separate tone knobs, and then a master volume. So it's like you guess you could really. Dial in your own sound on that guitar. I mean,
did you change it much though ever?
No, I just bought it because Jeff Hanneman had one.
Yeah, Davis yeah, for sure, man. That's a cool guitar.
And it was like a floor model at Apple Music. It had been in there for years, and it was like supposed to be $2,100 mm-hmm. or something. And I got
The top end model to get the ones that have like all the switches.
$800.
Wow.
I had a couple nicks in it, but I knew I was going to nick it up anyway.
Yeah.
All my shit gets nicked. If I was a girl and had to shave my legs every day, I'd be nicking that shit.
Did you ever have trouble like when somebody played around with the knobs and all of a sudden you couldn't find where they
were?
Not
really. I think anybody that played my guitar was too, it's not scared, but they like didn't want to, you know.
Yeah. And sometimes they just get knocked around.
Yeah. Just like anything else, like a good woman.
Yep.
Sometimes they get knocked around.
Yep. Dude, you broke the headstock on that thing, didn't you?
I did. And I recently just did the same thing to my old Banger acoustic guitar, and I fixed it.
Oh, good thing.
You know how right there, right before the headstock, and there's usually a roundish kind of seam that you can see on the back of the neck right there?
Mm-hmm, that's where the truss rod cover kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Well, on the back, like, you'd think it's one solid piece, but usually mm-hmm. it's glued together right there. And I could see it on my acoustic, kind of the paint and the lacquer was chipping away
mm-hmm.
to where you could really see that defined little rounded top
mm-hmm.
and the guitar got knocked over, and it gets knocked over all the time because it's my oldest Banger piece of shit covered with stickers. And then I picked it up to play and it was way out of tune and I couldn't tune it, and then I was looking, I was like, oh shit, it's broken. So I just loosened the strings up, stuck a bunch of Gorilla wood glue in there and stuck a clamp on it for a couple days, and it's probably stronger than it was. But the way my BC Rich got broken, I was just carrying it with my crutches
because mm-hmm.
I didn't have my leg at the time. And I was about to lose my balance or something, and I was holding on to my crutch and my guitar case. And so I just, like, dropped my guitar case maybe a foot to the ground because mm-hmm. I was just standing up. Because that's what cases are for.
Yeah.
I thought that was a big joke around the Void practice house after that. Oh, that's what cases are for. Yeah, you dropped it, and now it's broken. But Hans turned me on to a cool dude named Ted Tom.
Ted Tom.
He's got two first names.
Ted Tom.
I think he's passed away, though, so rest in peace, Ted Tom. He was a great guitar.
My favorite Eagles song, Ted Tom. Ted Tom.
He fixes guitars all day long. Ted Tom. But yeah, the BC Rich, I need to get... it's
that guy's got a jingle now.
Rust on there and stuff. It's got some rust and needs some new buttons and switches because it's old.
Yeah.
It's old and dirty.
Hmm.
Speaking of old
Seymour
dirty.
Duncan, they kind of sometimes show pictures of, they had a Schecter on there the other day.
Schecters are mostly all equipped with the Duncan designed mm-hmm. pickups, or else just flat out mm-hmm. Duncans. All mine have Duncan designed.
Oh, really?
I guess that's a step down from Duncan. It's not a Duncan or Seymour.
Well, they
Duncan.
Probably designed it, you know. I mean,
well, Seymour has nothing to do with it. It was Duncan designed.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dome.
They're probably just not put together at the plant, but it's probably the same schematics and same parts.
Yeah, probably made in Korea by small hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they can make those smaller electronics and probably better.
And they can reach in between stuff to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, we were talking just a second ago. I mentioned I'm going to get this out of the way about sick and dirty or old and dirty. How long do you think you've ever went without like taking a shower? I go, to be honest, I go a week at a time sometimes. Sometimes
yeah,
I probably
sure.
want maybe two.
Yeah.
If I don't stink and I ain't going anywhere.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
There's a dude in Iran so far away.
So far away.
He's a 66-year-old Indian man named Kalash Singh.
Oh, that guy. I'm related to him.
I know. He has the title of dirtiest man in the world. He has went over 38 years without washing.
That guy from Duck Dynasty, those guys say that they don't bathe like the whole duck season.
Wow. Oh, wait, I misread that. He just took the crown from the 38 guy. This guy...
So somebody died or they took a bath? Is that what that means?
I think he just came forward.
Oh, okay.
Amu Haji from Iran... See, the Indian guy was from India. This Iranian is a muhaji. He hasn't washed in over 60 years.
Wow.
Because he thinks that cleanliness will bring him sickness. Huh. He apparently had some emotional setbacks in his youth that led to him begin leading his current lifestyle. In addition to the issue with bathing, he also enjoys dining on the rotten meat of dead porcupines. And when asked
I guess if you'd become accustomed to it, that's kind of what he's going for, right? Because you become accustomed to the germs, or you become accustomed to eating rotten porcupine,
yeah,
which would be probably everywhere there. So he's like, all I need to do is become accustomed to the most common thing that I could eat for free,
yeah,
which is dead porcupines. I'll just work up a tolerance to it.
Whenever Haji is asked to eat clean food and drink clean water, he gets mad. And besides eating animals, he also enjoys stuffing his pipe with animal feces and will only ingest tobacco by smoking multiple cigarettes at once. So he smokes shit out of his pipe, and he smokes like 4 or 5 tobacco cigarettes at the same time. He alternates between living in a grave-like hole in the ground to keep him grounded and in touch with reality, in between that and a brick shack. But there is one healthy note here in the story. He does keep his hair trimmed neatly by burning it over a fire. And he drinks 5 liters of water every day out of a rusty oil tin. And this, weird. And he's apparently not sick.
Does he wear like a suit of dead porcupines?
He probably has porcupine meat chunks in his beard, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It depends on if it's been a week or two since he burnt it off.
I don't know. He has enough toothpicks.
He could use all those porcupine quills as mm-hmm. toothpicks.
Or a comb.
Could you just
he probably that? Combs his hair daily with it.
I'm seeing like a cartoon here. And this is guy who just eats dead porcupine. Because you really couldn't. I couldn't imagine a real person doing it, but... Hey, you want to eat some clean food? No, I'm mad. Don't ask me that. I'm getting mad. I'm just going to stuff my pipe full of animal feces and ingest tobacco by smoking multiple cigarettes at once.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, when you're in Iran, maybe this is what he wants to do. I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to share that because I'd never heard of such a thing. All those little things inside that thing, I was just like, oh, he hasn't bathed in 60 years? That's weird enough as it is. What? He eats dead, rotten porcupines? Awesome. Awesome. Ba-da-da-da-da. He's loving it.
Did you know, I know you probably, this was probably one of your favorite games of last year. NBA 2K13. Did you know Justin Bieber was in that game?
He's not a basketball player.
I know.
It
also listed him as he was in the game, and he was 6'4".
He's like 5'7".
He was a 6'4 guy in the game, and he had higher stats than most of the pros, all-stars. Everything
I wonder
set
how much
he
paid. I wonder how much he paid for that.
I don't know. Well, he is part of a fantasy celebrity super team that includes other actors and rappers, including... Chamillionaire, you know that guy?
Chamillionaire. Sorry.
Are you sure it's not Chamillionaire?
Yeah, it's like he's a chameleon.
I was thinking like Shamarlamane.
He's a rich lizard, dude. That's his actual name is Rich Lizard. He's like, I'm changing it to Chamillionaire, bitches. We talk about Rich Lizard.
It also has a Bow Wow.
Is it Lil or Bow Wow?
It's Bow Wow.
You heard probably about fucking what's his name that we're talking about? Bieber.
No, but it also includes
what?
It also includes the dumb guy from The Office.
Which one's that?
I assume Kevin.
Oh yeah.
And then some guys from the Jersey Shore and JB Smoove.
Dude, JB Smoove is fucking so funny. He showed up somewhere. Where was it? Some show that he was on. All he has to do is talk.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even have to say anything funny. And that dude's fucking funny. But anyway, Justin Bieber, you didn't hear about his recent fucking bullshit that he's
doing? What did he do now?
They egged his neighbor's house and caused $20,000 worth of damage with eggs.
That's a lot of damage with eggs.
Dude, I don't fucking what's he do?
I'm going to go buy $100,000 worth of eggs.
Fucking $20,000 worth of damage. I don't know how many eggs... But, yeah, so, like, and his fucking mansion is huge. And then they went to talk to him about the egging,
uh-huh.
And they found cocaine.
Hmm.
They thought it was cocaine. And then Lil Za, or whatever his name is, there's another Lil dude that's part of his entourage. Lil Z or Lil Za or Lil Zoo.
Yeah.
He said it was his cocaine, but then he said it wasn't cocaine. It was actually Molly.
mm-hmm.
which is MDMA.
Yeah.
And so there was a thing on Saturday Night Live this last weekend with my favorite chick who plays everybody, and she's awesome. I can't remember. Kate McKinnon.
Ocean Haley, whatever her name is.
No, Kate McKinnon. She played Justin Bieber, and she fucking did an awesome job at it. But she was like, oh, yeah, yo, we were just like trying to give his chickens back. His chickens, giving the babies back to the chickens.
Yep.
But, yeah, so Bieber's in trouble, and now just before that, he retired from music for a minute, I think. He said he was retiring from music.
Bieber is? To do what?
To egg houses.
All right.
And drive fast through neighborhoods.
Well, he should.
You know. He'll probably just go flying around the world, fucking doing stupid shit. Have you ever vomited in a taxi cab?
I'm about to.
I know. Have you ever smoked?
Except for that, I'm not in a taxi cab.
Vomiting in a taxi cab. They're trying to, up in Canada there, maybe Adrian Bacon. Have you ever vomited in taxi? Happy birthday, by the way, Adrian Bacon.
Happy birthday, man.
We're going to get to that too later. But up in Toronto, man, cab drivers are now allowed to charge passengers a $25 vomit fee if they soil the taxi cab.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, not only it might not cost $25 to clean it up, but they're going to waste their time cleaning their cab before they can catch their next fare, you know? So I think it should be, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Vomit fee. So don't puke in the cabs, all right?
I have vomited in the cab, by the way.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I just asked you.
On my birthday.
How many years ago today?
Probably about four.
What? Oh, recently. Okay. I thought you were going to say like four.
On my way home from the Dixie one night.
Ah. Did Fat Chad make you pay?
No, it was another guy. No, I gave him $20. I opened up the door. I mean, I said stuff. I opened up the door and fucking stuck my head out and puked out, but he tells it differently.
Yeah, he's the one that had to clean it up.
Yeah.
You might not remember correctly.
Yeah.
But then again, you may.
All right, so here's the deal with this game. There was a celebrity team, and it had Justin Bieber on it. JB Smoove. Vinny and Pauly D from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore. Pauly.
Yeah.
Pauly
Shore. Pauly D from Jersey Shore.
Bow Wow.
Lil.
Mac Miller. And Kevin from The Office.
Wow. I wonder how good he was. Well, he played basketball on The Office.
His stats will probably set the max, just like Bieber's.
Well, I mean, in real life, was it an all-star team, or is that just something they made up?
It was just a celebrity team that probably paid money or, like, they wanted to put in there and asked them for the rights and maybe gave them a little money. That's weird, though, that I had Kevin from The Office, though, was mixed up with those guys.
Yeah. You never know who fucking stars hang out with, because there's always weird people chilling with different weird people.
That is true. Maybe it's people that, Maybe it was based on an actual thing.
That's why I was asking, was that an actual game or something? But
might be.
It may be. You should check that out. I was wanting to ask our friend, Adrian Bacon Farrell, who's it's his birthday today. Do you know anything about the Trailer Park Boys movie or when it's coming out or when the series starts for season 8? Because I know it's going to be on Showcase or something up there in Canada, and we won't have to be able to even watch it until it's fucking old news. Why don't I just put it on Netflix for everybody? Come on, man. You got any answers for me, Adrian? Hey, Adrian. Yo. Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian Bacon!
How old are you today, man? You don't have to tell us. But
26.
Hey, and I want to give a special thanks to Adrian for personal message me in a rough time that I've been going through and ask if there's, you know, there's nothing he can do, but just the thought of it is enough. So thanks for that, and happy birthday to you. Also, my co-host, Dutch Gatch, having a birthday today.
What's up?
Did you know that you shared a birthday with that guy we were talking to in the mall the other day, Steve Perry from Journey?
I know. I got some other guys that I celebrate with, too.
There's two Steves that I got. The only ones I cared about, Steve Perry and Steve Riley.
Oh.
Drummer from fucking Wasp, which is fucking Wasp.
Didn't he just die?
I hope not. It's his birthday.
There was
not
a Wasp member I saw in the news. I was thinking of that other Steven Adler.
Oh, is he still alive? Is it his birthday too?
Yep.
What? Three Steves?
Yep.
Two Steve drummers and a Steve singer?
Another D.
And wait for this, though.
All right.
Steve Perry is fucking 65, dude.
What?
I know. I can't believe how old he is. I never had an idea. He was like already 30 or something before he even got into Journey.
Wow.
Before he started his journey, he was already 30.
Before he escaped.
Exactly. Exactly. Before he had his departure into evolution. Who else is a D?
Steven Adler is still alive, though.
Yeah, but he's fucked up.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, I did see him. Parents just don't understand.
They don't, dude. Not when there's a nightmare on Elm My Street.
Where's Will Smith at when DJ Jazzy Jeff needs him?
Well, DJ Jazzy Jeff was a regular guest star on Fresh Prince and the Bel-Air.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
That was.
Will Smith is a multi-million-dollar movie maker.
He's a monument.
And he makes movies with his kid.
He's a statue.
You know, it's like Jaden Smith, isn't that his name?
Mm-hmm.
His son that was in the stupidest movie Hi-ya. Ever called After Earth. God, don't ever. By the way, top worst movie of
Afterbirth?
The year.
Afterbirth?
After Earth might as well Afterbirth. Have been Afterbirth. The mother of that movie should have ate it.
No, oh, whoa.
Placenta is good for your fucking skin, dude. You just rub that shit on there. But movie 43, not the worst movie ever. That's one of those movies that got on the worst movies ever because it was fucking funny and innovative. Dude, Dennis Quaid in that movie, hilarious. He looks like he's on meth. Mm-hmm. He's all freaked out and fucking all skinny, and he's wearing skinny pants. He's wearing fucking tweaker pants. He's wearing fucking skinny jeans. It's a good movie, dude. It's funnier than shit.
Right.
This girl wants him
to
poop on him. It's got the dude from 30 Rock that's the shoe shiner, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's getting ready to propose to his girlfriend, who is Anna Faris from like House Bunny and all those stupid movies.
Mm-hmm. I think and they're actually married, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so.
That's even more awesome because he's got a ring and he's like, I'm going to ask you a question. She's like, I'm going to ask you a question too. And he's like, well, we'll ask at the same time. And he was going to ask her to marry him. And they go, will you? And she said, poop on me. And she wanted him to poop on her. And it was like a big special thing. And then, like, he ate a bunch of burritos and a bunch of X-Lax and stuff because his friends told him that if she wants you to poop on her, you really have to make it a good one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, dude.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are married.
Well, then I guess that's not so weird that they're, like, getting naked in the bedroom.
He said, I married way out of my pay grade.
Oh, I think so, too. She's out of his league. She's dumb, but she's cute.
Yeah.
And he's funny. But yeah, movie 43, peoples. Watch it.
You know, that one guy has a birthday today, too.
That guy?
Yeah.
That one guy?
Yeah, guy.
Guy Fieri?
Yep.
Wow. I'm glad I guessed that because it couldn't be.
Was he your favorite guy?
No, I went to school with a guy.
Oh, really? You liked him better? You liked that guy better?
No, he was actually a dick. His name was Guy Rob. He had a first name that was the last name, and then his first name was just the guy isn't a name to me. That's a thing. That's a noun.
What if his name was written at the doctor's office? It'd be Rob Guy.
Yeah.
And people would rob him.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that my parents didn't name me Guy, because that would be a shitty name. Guy Guile. He's like, you stutter? No, my name is Guy Guile.
Guy Guile.
They'd be calling me Guy Gale. Guy Gale. Guy Gale. No, it rhymes with my first name, fuckers. And he'd spell it G-E-I.
Mm-hmm.
I hear voices.
Voices in my head.
And I hear doorbells are ringing.
Doorbells are ringing. That's not your doors at home, folks. That's just ours.
Yeah, you better go to the door. So, yeah, let me see what I got here. We're going to go to what's in Hans' CD player, and then we should probably just wrap this sucker up.
Yeah. I never wrap it up.
You should, dude. We just read a story about a guy who wrapped his penis in Swiss cheese and asked people to masturbate him. He's called the Swiss cheese pervert.
He needs to get one of those cheese-like masturbating devices.
Is that like a fleshlight, but it's a block of cheese?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. We might have some sex with pizza later with pizza now. But right now we're going to check out what's in Hans's CD player, something that we always do every day. And it's funny that I'm playing Black Sabbath in the background. He's listening to one of the worst Black Sabbath albums, in my opinion, ever.
Technical Ecstasy.
How did you know?
Because
that's the worst one. Yeah. Hans, why are you listening to that? It's a waste of your time. I would like you to comment on our website of why you're listening to that album and how much better it is than the Paul Stanley solo album that you were listening to last week. Because that's some fucking shit, dude. At least I'm listening to, like, last week I was listening to Metallica, Ride the Lightning, because I watched a shitty Metallica video that's new, and I just wanted to remind myself why I used to like them. And it was a good reminder, because Ride the Lightning stands up, I think, especially when you think it's 1984.
What do you have against Technical Ecstasy?
What do I have against it?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound good to me. It's not very technical ecstatic. I don't know. I don't think I've listened to it enough to form a valid opposite opinion.
Let me tell you what I got over against it.
Thank you.
I used to know a guy who used to go on and on and on about it, how it was the best Black Sabbath album ever.
Oh, God.
And when he'd put it on, it was nowhere near anything that I would consider that.
Can you name one song that's on that?
No, but it sounded very butt-rocky, and I think that was his argument. I thought that it kind of led the butt-rock. It was kind of a little bit pre-butt-rock. You know, it was like early butt-rock.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, it's like everybody tried to copy that album and butt rock happened.
Maybe that's why they like it.
I don't know.
Because it
was
like
a very technical album. Why Technical Ecstasy? I don't know.
That's probably something Geezer Butler came up with, since he writes most of their lyrics. Ozzy was lazy. Did you know that?
He only writes about burritos and how nobody wants them.
Ozzy does?
Yeah. Nobody wants burrito. I remember that's what he said in one of his shows.
I saw an interview
show
with him
one time
talking about how
they had to subtitle it. He wanted to know if anybody wanted burritos, because he was going to go down and go, nobody wants a burrito.
He does speak in his own language.
He does.
I heard him talking about Lemmy from Motorhead writing Mama, I'm Coming Home for him. Did you know that?
What?
Lemmy Kilmister wrote Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Dude, no wonder he didn't want to play it.
And he said when he read the lyrics of that song, it was just hit so fucking close to his heart and his home that he just... I won't do that song.
Lemmy also wrote that song for Manfred Mann, too.
What, Blinded by the Light?
Yep.
No, that was Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dude. You should know that. He's the boss of
everything.
Lemmy
wrote Born to Run, though.
I wrote that.
Oh.
You know that. That was written by a one-legged man.
I am.
That's why I say I hate Bruce Springsteen so much, because I wasn't born to run. I was born to hop. All right, what else do we got? Anything to talk about? We should just wrap this shit up for a hump day.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. I got this.
Oh, yeah? Check we could talk about some pizza.
We are. We're going to do that. What's going on here? Why is Black Sabbath still playing in the background? Oh, no.
That song, not Technical Ecstasy.
No, no. That's NIB. That's my What's in Hans' CD player music. But yeah, we'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now and the Brownsville Car Wash, which is back up and running. You can come in and spray off your rig.
My rig?
Yeah, you don't want dirty rigs. That's our motto at the Brownsville Car Wash. Keep your rigs clean. We have a clean rig exchange, actually. You can bring in your dirty rig and you take out a clean rig when you're done. It's only $1.50 for a rig exchange. Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner and do some shopping, because that'll give us a couple pennies in our coffer.
We like pennies.
And we'll keep the show on for you. Also, you could just click on the donate icon and give us some money out of your PayPal. 50 cents, a dollar, whatever. Whatever you think this show is worth to you that you're listening to. And check out terrygile.com. I got a few shows coming up. My first casino date is on the way, so go look for that. I'm going to put up some new pictures. I'm going to have Dustin put up some new pictures. So
gamble it up.
Why did that song stop?
Put it all on black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Floyd was going to give me a loop for this song, so I didn't have to, like, restart it.
A loop-de-loop.
Floyd, are you listening? Give me a loop, buddy. I need one big time.
Like one of those knitting loops? You've been doing some knitting?
That's a hook and loop.
You're familiar with all the lingo.
I know, dude. Do you remember those things you used to get? You could, like, hook and loop?
And you'd make a pot holder.
Or an owl.
Mm-hmm.
An owl.
Yep.
Speaking of owl, we'll have Owl on the show on Friday, so please listen on that day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening today.
Yep.
And if you're in Papua New Guinea, please tell a friend.
Yeah, please.
Because we only have one listener there.
We don't have any listeners in Papua New Guinea.
Oh, well, then tell a friend.
Or North Korea.
How do you break into a region where you don't have any listeners? You can't tell anybody to tell anybody.
I don't know. You got to send a boat over there.
All right. Get on the boat. Have a happy hump day.
Rock on.
Okay, it's time for plugs. Let's do this. Hey, all you taggots. Welcome to the plug section of the show. I'm going to tell you about some shows, and you should go see them. If you don't, that's your choice. I'm going to start with some comedy open mics that are around the area every Tuesday night at the Capital City Theater in Salem. That's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. It's a $5 cover charge if you're not performing, but you get in free if you're a comic. So that's pretty cool. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern with Mac Chase hosting in Eugene, 4th and Blair, 9 p.m. And then every Thursday at the Green Room with Nick Huff and or Max Brockman hosting the show. That's a 710 Willamette in Eugene right next to Doc's Pad. It's 8 p.m. sign up, I believe, for that open mic. Comedy shows coming to the area include January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It's a 5 p.m. show. It's free. It includes this month me, Terry Guile, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, and Melody Dodd, as well as your awesome hostess, Leanne Jashaway. Also that night, comedy is advertised at the Granary. That's right by the 5th Street Public Market down there. It's a 9 p.m. show, sliding scale, $3 to $5. I'm not sure who's on it. Also that night at the McDonald Theater is Mike Birbiglia. Very funny dude. You can check his latest special out. Check it out on Netflix. It's there for you if you want to watch it. January 31st is the Grand Slam Comedy Show in Albany at the Denny's there, at the Denny's Lounge right off I-5. Exit 233, the Albany exit. We got all the best Eugene comics coming up. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman. Possible guest appearance by Joe Parra, Dustin Gatchel. I'll be hosting the festivities. That starts at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, but we do accept donations for those traveling comics. February 14th is Valentine's Day. We got Couples Comedy Show in Brownsville at the Saloon there. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff coming over from the coast at Florence. I'll be doing a feature set for them. And that's going to be a Couples Comedy Show on Valentine's Day, like I said, Brownsville Saloon, 9 p.m. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay. It's me featuring for someone who I don't know yet, but I'm doing two shows, 7 and 9:30. That's a Wednesday night, but if you're in Coos Bay that night, come out to the casino and check it out. Here's some music shows coming up January 24th at the Tiny Tavern. It's Cold Blue Mountain, Dirt Clod Fight, and Rise of Orilla, which features members of AKA White Devil, as well as like Bloodwell and Boots' old band, which I cannot recall. Do you care about that? I don't care if you do. Let's see, what else is going on? January 31st at Zappa Plays Zappa with Dweezil and the crew at the Roseland Theater in Portland. $25 in advance, $45 the day of the show. February 1st at the Black Forest at Septic Burial, Ware Squatch, War Crank, and Dark Confidant. That's a free show. Not all ages. February 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater at Soulfly with American Roulette and Chronological Injustice. $20 and $25 for tickets for that. What else we got coming up? Death Angel at the Hawthorne, February 27th. We got The Sword there at the Hawthorne on March 17th. Carcass is coming to the Roseland on March 30th with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We got Loudness at Dante's on April 22nd with our buddy Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne opening the show. And also down the road away, May 3rd at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Nile with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. Don't forget Victims of Internal Decay, February 7th. With World of Lies and Spawn, Truculence and War Crank. That's at the Tonic Theater. And that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening, you guys, to the plugs. Now go back to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to our show. Thanks a lot, guys. See you around.